you're here. Delicious, sweet, knowing you're near.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Well, we'll talk a little about this with our special guests in the studio, but first, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I'm getting a smile out of Marianne's face.
Yes, you are.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And Marianne, we've gotten a little time to share with Brandy, our special guest today, but isn't she a sweetheart?
Yes, very much so.
We're having a little revival going on as we
we've got it going here.
Talk and share, and it's like, what's that word? Camaraderie or kindred spirits.
Yeah.
We all love the Lord, and we've just been sharing how good He is and how He's provided and what a great God that we get to serve. So our special guest today is Brandy Pierce. She's the director of the Pregnancy Resource Center, which we can see out our windows here. It's just kind of across the street. I guess we can't technically see it, but if we walk
if
out
outside,
about 20 yards, we can look over there and see it. It's just to the east of us here near Marketplace Mall in Champaign. What's your official location or address?
Yeah, we're at 205 East Wilbur Avenue in Champaign, right behind the Salvation Army.
And you've been at that location for a number of years, and Mercy's Refuge is right in there, or is it like next door? How does that all work? You have a couple facilities there.
So we've got the Pregnancy Resource Center. We've been at that location since 2008, I believe. So we've been serving in Champaign over 30 years. And then right next to that, we've got Mercy's Refuge, which is a residential home for women. And this will be our sixth year open this fall.
Oh, yeah, wow. I was there for the groundbreaking and then the open house as it was being put together. And Jim Gunther and many friends put some time and energy. And I know a lot of listeners that have supported that great work. And I think Greta's somewhat involved in that. Many have known Greta Henry from past interviews, and you've taken on her role. But she still serves as spiritual oversight. What's it called?
Yeah, she is at Mercy's Refuge as the spiritual life coordinator. So she made a transition over there last year, and I got to follow in her shoes as serving as director at the Pregnancy Resource Center.
So as we talk about Testimony Tuesday, take us on that journey of how God called you to be in this position and a follower of the Lord Jesus.
Well, there's something in my mind that I'm just having this disconnect moment right now. I can't believe I'm sitting here with you guys having this conversation, because if I were to look back on my life 14, 15 years ago, I did not grow up as a Christian. My parents were raised as Christians. So as I developed in my faith, I still consider myself a baby Christian. I look back now and I see how they taught us those values and they implanted those things in who we are, but we did not, you know, go to church on a regular basis. So I met this guy about 15 years ago.
And that's Bill? Is that Bill?
That is my husband, Bill, yes. And our first date was at church. He asked me to go to church with him. And I thought, this guy is so weird. I cannot believe I am going to church with this guy.
On a date. First date.
Now, he must have been good looking or something because, you know, the appeal to go, okay, I'll do the date thing because he's good looking or a nice guy.
And on our first date at church, he afterwards said to me, "Wow, I can't wait till you realize how on fire for God you're going to be and what that's going to look like."
Oh, my.
And it completely went over my head. I didn't understand what he was talking about at all. you know, we're standing in worship service and people are holding their hands up, and I did not understand anything that was going on. So fast forward a few years, we, of course, got married and continued our faith journey, and he's been a Christian his whole life. But through our time together as a couple, he has been in recovery for drugs, and I realized I was in recovery for codependency. Through all of that, to see how God has worked in making me the woman that I was created to be. Bill could see that before I could.
Wow.
And to be able to realize what Bill saw in me all those years ago, now coming to fruition, and how God has worked in us coming together, closer together as a couple, but all of the things that we've learned about each other individually, and just the goodness of God's grace.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
And I think we talked about that one verse about the works that he's created in advance for us to do, and now you're getting to see some of those life experiences, or the things that you've gone through, or both of you've gone through, has equipped you to be effective or empathetic with the various people that you serve through the Pregnancy Resource Center. So I want to come back to some of the testimony, but I want to also point out that you have a special yearly gathering coming up on October 4th. So let's talk a little about that, and then we'll come back to the testimony. In case somebody's driving to work or only get to hear a few minutes of the program, I want to mention it again at the end, but talk about what's happening on October 4th.
Yeah, one of our major fundraisers for the year is October 4th at the iHotel. It's our annual fundraising banquet. And one of the special things about us doing fundraising is all of the services that we provide at the Pregnancy Resource Center and Mercy's Refuge are 100% free to those that we serve. So when you come to one of our fundraising events, like the banquet, you are actually contributing to women's lives being changed directly. So it is an awesome night. We've got some great stories of women's lives that have been impacted by the ministry that will be shared. Sheila Walsh will be our guest speaker for the evening. If you don't know Sheila, she has been in ministry for I don't even know how many years at this point. And she's one of those women that does everything, it seems like. She, you know, she's a recording artist. She writes books. She's hosts a TV show. So many different ways that she's impacted lives. And I've listened to her on, you know, her podcast. She's just so wise in what the Lord has gifted her with and the experiences he's brought her through. So we're excited about that.
So that's happening October 4th, but people need to reserve their registration so you can plan, because it's a meal and there's so many settings that people can be a part of or be table hosts and so forth. But they have until next Tuesday, so a week from today, you need to RSVP. Ideally, the sooner the better. Is there a phone number or a website for more information?
Sure, you could call our phone number. It's 217-398-6511. And if you could RSVP by September 27th, that would be wonderful.
And the website for people to stop by, maybe learn more, or maybe they want to volunteer and they're getting excited to be a part of the team.
PregnancyResourceCenter.org.
So PregnancyResourceCenter.org, or you can call 217-398-6511. That's 217-398-6511. If you're driving and you didn't get to write that down, you can always call the station later on. We have a very easy number. And Karen or Bethany or Joyce or Paul, one of our team members can give you the phone number. But call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, we began the program with a passage out of Ephesians. You said that's one of your go-to verses because of your life experiences, and it really seems like God has used much of what you've gone through to be his hands and voice and a presence to help women in crisis.
Yes. You know, when I think about this verse, it resonates with me because in my life, I've experienced many things that kind of led me to this codependent path. Just trauma in my background, abusive relationships, sexual abuse, those types of things. And when you're going through those things, or when I was going through those things, it is easy to focus on what's happening in the moment and not see the big picture of what's happening. Those things were horrible things that happened. They leave a lot of pain and a lot of they have a lot of effects on how you show up and how you make decisions, and definitely led me to a path of making a lot of bad decisions in life, being very focused on filling my life with relationships. But through that, where I'm at now, I see where I was given those experiences so that I can help other women in those moments where they're having those experiences, or even be able to relate to where they're at in life. And I think all of us have those things. It's how God wants to use that pain to do good out of it.
Yeah, I think of that Romans 8 chapter that, you know, many times people say, why did I go through that? But God uses it to help be empathetic or understanding or compassionate or just being able to listen, because the person that maybe is going through traumatic things understands that you've been there too. And it seems like God has used that to make you become a perfect fit for being the director. So take us through some of those services or some of the stories where you see God at work.
Yeah. What I do love about my role is I get to see who those women and men are. So I get to see who, kind of like what Bill did for me, see who they are before they knew who God created them to be. But my greatest joy in the role that I serve is I get to serve the team that serves those people. Mm-hmm. So being there for our amazing nurses, our mentors, all of our staff and volunteers is just such a blessing to be able to serve them as they're on the front lines of meeting that. So some of the services that we do at the Pregnancy Resource Center, our main thing is we do free pregnancy testing and ultrasound scanning for women that are in an unplanned pregnancy and not quite sure what decision they want to make. We are a limited medical clinic, so we have two nurses that will meet with clients, and they really just spend time with her and understand what is she going through, listen to the situations that are in her life, listen to her pain and her heartache or her excitement if she's excited about her pregnancy, and allow the Holy Spirit just to guide what happens in that room. A lot of times they do a lot of educating on where the woman might be in her pregnancy and just, again, helping her process what is next for her and what's next for her baby. We also do mentoring services. We have this awesome service called Curbside Care where we provide diapers and wipes every month. All you have to do is drive up to our parking lot, and that's for anybody in our community.
Oh, my.
You can find out more at pregnancyresourcecenter.org, pregnancyresourcecenter.org. And I'm thinking, Marianne, what I love about Brandy and the services provided here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area is there's wonderful pregnancy resource centers throughout our listening area, from Springfield and Macomb down to Carlinville and everything in between. And this is a great ministry that serves couples in crisis or individuals in crisis. Many times the woman that comes into the crisis pregnancy center, but there's generally a man behind the situation. And so whenever you can help them understand that this is a life and try to provide the services that they're going to need. But it's not easy, and it's a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. And so how do you show that care and compassion?
Yeah, our job really is just to show up with grace and mercy. And I love that one of our nurses says, if she sees Jesus while she's sitting with me, I've done my job for the day. So sometimes it's not even that we're coming out and speaking about Jesus or we're talking about anything with faith, but just the way that we're showing up and we're seeing her. You know, the women that come to see us, sometimes they are carrying heavy loads and they don't have anyone in their lives that are seeing them or hearing them or know what they're going through. So, you know, I think about over the past week, we've seen a woman come in that was somewhat excited about her pregnancy in a long-term relationship, but she had just lost a baby 3 months old, not even a year ago. So her concern was not about pregnancy or childbirth. It was, am I going to lose another baby after it's born? I don't know if I can go through that kind of heartache again. I think about another woman that came in within the last couple of weeks that looked just exhausted and tattered clothes, had, I think, 3 children already. She had been at the ER the night before, could not keep anything down, so was having severe nausea. There were people in her life that wanted her to have an abortion. And when the nurse was able to show her the ultrasound, there were just tears of joy and her saying, I don't care what I'm going through right now or what other people are saying. I know that that's not the right choice for me or this baby. And then we have other women that are just very frightened. They can't take care of what's going on in their life right now. They can't take care of children. Maybe they're in school. Maybe they've been told that they cannot live at home anymore unless they have an abortion. So these are heavy things that people are carrying around with them. I think the world likes to say that it's, or likes to think that it's an easy decision to make, but we're talking about people's stories that are very difficult situations and real situations that they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Now, this banquet on October 4th, then people just have 1 week to RSVP to get involved. It's free. There will be a love offering, and there will be donations, obviously, accepted. But you really rely on this banquet and donations to come in to help facilitate all these services you provide. Do you also need volunteers, or what other ways can people get involved?
As far as volunteering goes, we are always looking for people to come alongside us in so many different facets. You know, over at Mercy's Refuge, we're always looking for overnight volunteers. We need somebody to stay in the home every night with the ladies, so that is a volunteering opportunity. At the Pregnancy Resource Center, we are looking for anything from pulling weeds in the front yard to being a mentor that meets with moms and dads every week, to volunteer nurses or what we call client advocates. A client advocate is somebody that meets with a woman when she first comes in for her appointment. So anything within that realm, we are always happy to have new volunteers partner with us. Prayers are always appreciated. As Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 12 talked about, we're in a spiritual battle, and we desperately need prayers every day. As a team, we pray together at 11:45 every day. So if you could join us, set a timer on your phone.
Oh, that's nice.
And just hold up the women and men that we get to serve and that we haven't yet gotten the opportunity to serve. Just hold all of them up, and our team would be much appreciated.
That's good.
And then an easy way for you to engage with us is just drop off diapers or wet wipes or gently used clothes up to size 2T. We use all of those things.
Do people need to, like, call ahead and tell you they're coming, or do they just show up with the diapers?
You can show up any time that we are open. So okay. Any time that we are open for the day, you're welcome to drop by.
And I'm sure you wouldn't turn anyone away that has formula or some of the other essentials that are needed.
Absolutely. Any type of baby essential that is needed, we will gladly pass on to moms and dads in our community.
And I, again, want to emphasize, though you represent the Pregnancy Resource Center here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, this would hold true of all the pregnancy centers throughout Illinois and Indiana and beyond. They're doing a needed service. They shed the light of Christ and love on these people that come in needing the services. And through our support, they can continue to do that. So you have that upcoming banquet on October 4th. People need to register, you know, as soon as possible, certainly by next Tuesday, the 27th. And they can call 217-398-6511, 217-398-6511, or stop by and learn more at pregnancyresourcecenter.org, pregnancyresourcecenter.org. And thank you, Brandy, for being the director and bringing your vision and your heart and your passion for serving all these people that make life decisions and decisions that can affect the future of these children that'll be born. And yet, for the women, what would you say to them that maybe have experienced an abortion or are still trying to sort through the emotions? And how do you bring a good word to them?
There are so many out there that have experienced abortion in their past or even are considering it now. And I guess what I would say is you're not alone. It's well known that 1 in 4 women will experience an abortion by the time they're 45. So that is a vast number of women and men that are struggling with that. Mark, one other thing I'd like to highlight is if you have experienced an abortion and need healing through that, we do offer post-abortion retreats called Deeper Still Retreats, And again, you can find that information on our website, pregnancyresourcecenter.org, pregnancyresourcecenter.org, or call the center, and we can get you connected with one of those. So just know that you are not alone. You have been forgiven. He loves you, and he has a plan to use that pain that you have experienced and are experiencing.
Yeah, that's one of the blessings, Marianne, that we get to proclaim the good news message of Jesus, that God recognized we're all flawed, we're all sinful, we've all fallen short, we've all sinned in a variety of ways, and there's no one sin greater than any of the others. We're all in need of a Savior, and thank you, God, that He sent Jesus to deal with that sin issue and for us to be restored and for these pregnancy resource centers to be a vehicle that God can use to bring healing and hope and restoration and blessing. And so we hope that many of you will attend the October 4th event or support your Pregnancy Resource Center in your community, your area. They're doing a much needed work, and they're bringing the love of God to people that are in crisis, people that are hurting. And so we commend you, Brandy, and we'll be praying you up and ask that our listeners not only attend the banquet, but, you know, do those simple things, drop off diapers or formula or volunteer or be praying for this much needed work.
And so thank you, Brandy, for taking on the job, the position, and you have a great heart.
Thank you. It is an honor to serve in this way. It is truly an honor.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Brandy Pierce with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.